Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney of Georgia has lost her bid for re-election. She was defeated in yesterday's Democratic primary by Denise Majette, a former state court judge with little political experience. The race galvanized a record number of voters, and many had been put off by Cynthia McKinney's recent controversial actions. NPR's Joshua Leves reports.
Going into this race, people expected it to be close, but Majette took the lead early on and never lost it. At about 12:30 this morning, the official word came that she had won, and Majette thanked her supporters for what's been a long, hard battle.
People of Georgia, the people of this country, and the people of the world will now know that the spirit of America lives in the 4th District of Georgia.
Majette was referring to the feelings of many voters that Cynthia McKinney has frequently embarrassed the district. For example, last year, a Saudi prince sent New York Mayor Rudolph Giuliani money to help in the aftermath of September 11th. The prince suggested the U.S. may have brought the attacks on itself through its foreign policy. Giuliani rejected the money. McKinney wrote the prince a letter in which she apologized for Giuliani's action, criticized U.S. foreign policy, and asked the prince to contribute the money to African-American causes. Earlier this year, McKinney suggested President Bush may have known in advance about the attacks and let them happen so members of his family and his associates could make money. Last night, Denise Majette made this promise.
I will not do anything that will embarrass you or embarrass my mom.
In her concession speech, Cynthia McKinney wished Majette well and promised she will continue to fight for human rights.
Sometimes you're faced with a choice between doing what is politically safe or doing what is right.
That's right.
Sometimes you have to stand up to seemingly unbeatable odds, speak truth to the most powerful interest to do what is right. Sometimes you win, and sometimes you lose.
It's unusual for an incumbent to lose to a challenger with no political experience, especially an incumbent like McKinney, who's held her seat for 10 years. Majette had more campaign money than McKinney, some of it from supporters of Israel. McKinney has harshly criticized Israel and had the backing of some Arab and Muslim groups, including some under investigation for possible ties to terrorism. And her father, an organizer of her campaign, has made remarks that many consider anti-Semitic. Emory University political science professor Merle Black says these factors got people's attention.
But these issues were not, really the matters that were much debated during the course of the campaign. This was really a referendum on Cynthia McKinney's performance as a representative of the district.
And Black says Majette had a successful strategy. She promised to be a consensus builder who will be more productive on issues that affect the district, like health care and economic development. Black also says McKinney hurt her campaign by launching negative ads, while Majette stayed positive.
I think Cynthia McKinney has talked herself out of the seat.
Georgia's Secretary of State says this primary drew overall a larger number of voters than any other race in the state. About 45% of the district's registered voters turned out. Some of them are Republicans who supported Majette with crossover votes. In Georgia, any registered voter can vote in either party's primary. And since the district is heavily Democratic, Majette is virtually guaranteed a win in November. Joshua Leves, NPR News, Atlanta.